This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 25th. Today's Bible passage is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verse 10. It says there, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." End of quote. Our study about the Sermon on the Mount wraps up with these two statements, one of which we will discuss today. It says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." End of quote. By looking at the Sermon on the Mount for the last few days, we understand the world in which you and I live and the thinking process of this world is just the opposite of God's will and desires. The world likes the proud ones, not the poor in spirit and broken. They clap their hands for the exalted, glorious and rejoiced ones, not for the mourning and weeping ones. The world stands in unity with the pomp and the strong people, and not with the meek and lowly ones. And the world does not cheer the thirsty and hungry for right living. Instead, the world mocks at them. However, in contrast, those who receive God's invitation into His kingdom, into His heaven, are the poor in spirit, broken, meek, and thirst for right living and action, and who do understand they cannot attain God's heaven and kingdom even by their best efforts and works. You know, they run to the cross where the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, died for their sins, and they lean on Him for salvation and entrance into His kingdom. Moreover, being merciful, pure in heart, and peacemaking are foreign concepts to the fallen world in which we live. The reason is the ruler of this world, the devil, and his gangs, the demons, they are not merciful, pure in heart, or peace-oriented. Devil is cruel, impure in heart, divisive and destructive in nature. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of John 8:44, "The devil, who is the father of many people in this world, was a murderer from the very beginning. He does not have any truth in him. He lies, and he was a liar from the very beginning." Our insight today does not just say, "Blessed are those who are persecuted," but it says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness." The persecuted ones, because of their own wrong living and actions, they are not the blessed ones. However, those who are persecuted because of righteousness are blessed. What is the persecuted because of righteousness means? It means receiving persecution for doing the right thing. The Bible says Jesus is the prime example for this. And Jesus set an example for us to follow. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 to 24. It says, "What credit is there if you endure the beatings you deserve for having done something wrong? But if you endure suffering, even when you have done right, God will bless you for it. It was to this that God called you, for Jesus Christ himself suffered for you and left you an example, so that you would follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no one ever heard a lie from his lips. When he was insulted, he did not answer back with an insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but placed his hopes in God, the righteous judge. Jesus Christ himself carried our sins in his body to the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness." End of quote. Jesus did the right thing to save us. What did he get in return? Persecution and death on the cross. Dearly beloved, Jesus said this, and it is recorded in John 15:20. "If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." End of quote. You see, when you stand for the name of Jesus Christ, for the truth and for the light in this dark world, you are set to face persecutions. The persecution come from religious leaders as Jesus suffered. It can also come from your family. It can come from the rulers and leaders of the community and nation. I remember the way some of our own forefathers were persecuted and ostracized, even by the nominal Christian church leaders, because they believed in the true gospel of the Bible and because they accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. Their parents even forsook them. They lost family inheritance because of their faith and obedience in Christ. The society where they lived, and even their own nominal Christian communities and priests, persecuted them and mocked them. they had to pay a big price for the righteousness, the precious righteousness that is available in Jesus Christ. Even today, true believers in Jesus Christ are persecuted severely in many countries. Recently, 4 years ago, on a beach in Libya, 21 Coptic true Christians who professed their faith in Jesus Christ were beheaded. You see, when you stand for Christ, the salvation and righteousness available in and through the shed blood of Jesus, you can expect persecutions. If they persecuted and killed the Savior of the whole world, Jesus Christ, they will also persecute you. Is the truth a believer should keep in mind. However, when you are persecuted for the right living available in and through Jesus Christ, one thing is certain. What is that? Yours is the kingdom of heaven. It is not the persecution that does give you entrance to God's heaven. No, it is the faith in Jesus Christ that gives you permission to heaven. As we discussed in last Friday's Insight, you can listen the Insight dated November 22nd, 19. However, the persecution for righteousness underlines and assures the fact that yours is definitely the kingdom of heaven. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus set an example for me to follow. Jesus did not commit any sins. He did not deceive or any wrong things he did. He did only the right thing to help and save me. But he suffered to save me. Jesus gave his life to save me. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. Father, give me the righteousness, the cloth of righteousness that you can put on me so that I can stand in the presence of the Holy God by Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for the assurance that when I am persecuted for the righteousness in Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven belongs to me. Thank you for your blessing and privilege to suffer for your name. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.